KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
I was telling Roy off the air, I have to fast today because I'm just have a yearly physical and they want to do blood work.
Which I don't understand why you have to fast. Like, my doctor doesn't make me fast when I do my blood work.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Uh-uh.
They're afraid to tell you not to eat. They don't want you to show up with the wrath of Ren.
Yeah, I'm already afraid of needles.
We don't want her to show up hangry.
Well, I'm guessing they don't want you to have like a double cheeseburger and then go check your cholesterol. You
know? And you're only supposed to drink black coffee. You know, the rules are crazy. Mm-hmm. Regular water. And so because we wake up so early, I like an early appointment so that I don't have to fast for 12 hours, you know. Yeah. But the appointment's not until 1:15, so... I'm going to go to the doctor's office at 11, and if I faint from being starving, at least I'm there.
What I want you to do is like stop by McDonald's and bring it into the doctor's and be like, as soon as we're done, I'm opening it. As soon as the needle comes out.
Just a mess everywhere, food everywhere. Doctor's like, everything all right, baby? You ever have doc? You ever get a double bacon cheeseburger and put fries on it and then wash it back? Not with this Coke and you break out a giant shake, but with this chocolate milkshake that
I have
here.
Oh my god!
It's all melted.
Roy also finds it strange that my doctor's my friend.
Oh, very strange. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be friends with my doctor.
My one of my doctors is my friend too.
No,
two of them actually.
Because maybe it's because, you know, I get the whole, hey, you need to lose weight talking to every time I go. I can't be constantly chastised if I'm out hanging out with my friends.
Wait, get this move. So my OBGYN is my friend. So she's like giving me an exam and we're talking about like what our kids are doing for their birthdays.
Yeah, I like to keep that stuff separate.
I don't know, man. I like having a friend as a doctor. I feel like, you know, he shoots me straight. Because a lot of doctors sometimes go so by the book that they'll freak you out because that's what the book says, you know. You have to have this. You have to be at this rate. And my other doctor's like, look, dude, because I have high blood pressure. He's like, just take your pill and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Or change your eating habits and you'll get off of it. I was like, all right, how do I change my eating habits? He's like, greens, no red meat. No. I was like, just give me the pill.
Yeah, I'll take the pill.
Please. I got to go get wings.
But how about when you're playing tennis with your buddy and then you become of the age where you need to get the special type of yearly physical.
Yeah.
And then you got to have that whole awkward thing.
Yeah, it will be all right. Maybe he'll have somebody else do it. Maybe it's not comfortable for him either.
Right?
I don't know. I'll ask him today.
You please do so.
I will. Hey, we want to hear from you guys. And by guys, I mean dudes, call in and tell us, because we found this article in Cosmo. Guys reveal the non-sexual things they're most attracted to in women.
Okay.
So not just the looks, not just the legs, the bootay.
More than that.
704-570-9595. Guys, what do you find attractive about a woman that isn't necessarily physical?
Are guys about to get deep on us?
Maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah. You think guys are going to call and tell us their feelings all of a sudden?
She talks dirty to me.
So women who have reminders written on the back of their hands, one person writes into Cosmo. That's what really gets me going. Most of us have done this at some point in our lives.
I think she's a hot mess.
She needs a reminder that bad. She just asked Siri to tell her.
I find it incredibly attractive that she writes that because that means she's thinking of it instantly and wants to not forget something. Don't ask me why. He says, I can't explain it. Even my life depended on it, but I find it attractive.
Okay.
Another guy says ankle socks. In fact, several guys said that they find ankle socks on women attractive.
Interesting. I mean, there's some guys that think feet are, you know, the deal.
Right.
So.
That's true.
When women yawn and stretch, more than one person found that hot. And besides one guy saying it just looks cute and attractive when a woman yawns and stretches. Let me see.
I do that all the time. I must do it on Facebook Live 6 times a day.
Oh, yeah. Loren goes all the way back like she's getting adjusted.
Yeah.
Was that I must be gay because I didn't see.
Thanks, nothing, Roy. You didn't find me attractive.
Nothing happened there for me.
704-570-9595, or you could text that number. Let us know, guys, what is it that you find attractive about women? Now, here's the thing. If nobody calls, men, we look like just straight dogs because we can't pick anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're better than that as a human race here in Charlotte. I know we are.
Well, you know, back when I was pretending to be straight, I always thought,
those good old days.
Yeah, those were good old times. I always said that a woman being very independent was a great quality, but I only liked that so they didn't hang around me.
I think some people would find that attractive.
It is. There is something nice.
The way they say your name. This is another thing that guys reveal they find attractive about women that doesn't have to do with looks. The way they say their name. Now, like my wife, I go by Steve to a lot of my friends, or Manny.
Which messes everybody up.
I know. Yeah, yeah. But Amanda always calls me Steven, and it's not nice.
It sounds like you're in trouble.
All right.
Steven?
But that's how I introduce myself to her.
Do you flinch when she yells Steven?
Yeah, either Steven or she'll go, babe. And I'm like,
trouble.
A couple more real quick. This is from Cosmo. Then we'll jump on the phones. Women who are smarter than they are. Love that.
Yeah.
Stretch marks. More than one guy says they find stretch marks attractive. It shows that the woman bear children can also love him.
Well, thank God.
Well, this is the real women.
Tall women. Cameron. Yeah. Or Midday Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Girls in baseball caps.
I love a baseball cap.
We just got a message on Facebook from Scott. He said hot nostrils.
What?
Hot nostrils.
Hot nostrils. Okay.
All right.
Chris in Harrisburg, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Oh. Hey. What's up, guys? Just getting away from kind of the physical stuff. I think it's cool and attractive as heck whenever we go out and she comes out with my guy friends and it's just a whole big group of us and she's able to steal.
Oh,
you're breaking up.
But hanging out with the guy friends. Yeah, being a guy's girl.
Oh, hey.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Chris left us. But he's right. That's what I loved about Amanda when I first started dating her. I went on one date with her and the next date I introduced her to all my friends because I thought she was cool.
So we're getting a ton of text messages here. I gotta start with this one. Roy, I about spit my coffee out when you said I'm gay to the stretch and yawn.
That is anything attractive about it.
But people are saying, like, when they call me nicknames, I love a woman that can sing. I love confidence. Mm-hmm. These are some good ones.
This one's interesting. Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Scott Morganton, go ahead. What do you find attractive about a woman that has nothing to do with her looks?
When they defend their children, it really turns me on.
Did you say when they defend their children?
Yeah, so I don't need anything to be defended. Like, somebody called my kid overactive, pretty much saying like he had ADHD. My wife blew up on him and kind of like bit their head off and made me want to pop out a couple more, you know?
It's that lioness in us. Don't mess with our children.
All right, let's talk to Tim in Salisbury.
Hey, what's going on? First time caller, guys. This is really cool, actually.
Oh, great. Well, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Glad you're part of our radio family.
Yeah, moved from Chicago a year ago and found you guys, never stopped listening, so that's awesome.
Perfect.
First time I met my wife, she was way too cocky, way too confident, way too in charge of all of her friends. And the first time I spoke to her, man, she just put me in my place.
Yeah, sometimes you need that.
And I used to look for guys who would, I would say, be my equal because I'm a little bit over the top too. So I feel your wife, and I kind of like somebody who will give it back to me as much as I'm giving it to them. Like I need that evenness.
Yeah. We're definitely a back and forth.
Thanks, Tim.
It's a lot of fun. It's a good game. All right, guys.
That's awesome. Thanks for listening.
Got another Facebook message. A woman who could throw a football.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lorraine had a football party for cash. There was a lot of women who were kicking and throwing the football at the target.
Andy and Laurel, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Andy. What do you find attractive about a woman?
The way they walk and their fingernails, and then when they talk quirky, when they talk like a little girl, you know?
They do their baby talk?
little baby talk.
That's awesome. Thanks, Andy. You know what's funny is I can tell which saleswoman is walking by based on their walk because I've been here for 7 years.
Yeah, it is a weird trait that you have.
We need to do a contest one day. You need to line them up, and I'll guess, because I can't see. I can just hear.
Yeah.
I'll guess whether or not I'm right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.